Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You know, I just love it when they say it's going to snow in April. I mean, I'm really impressed.
Snow in April? What?
Did you know they said the panhandle is going to get snow?
Yeah.
I'm serious. They said it was.
You hear this, it's like, what is going on here? It's just like summer is like winter and winter is summer. It's so bizarre and strange.
It's the craziest thing I've ever endured.
Yes.
And then these tornadoes, these storms at night. I mean, it's serious.
It is. It is so so turbulent, and it's like here we are now. I mean, now that we're into April, we're eyeballing Easter, which is like right around the corner. And by this time of year, usually we're done talking about, you know, snow and tornadoes and whatever, and all this is just so weird. It's out of character. I don't even know.
And you know, the temperature just, you know, keeps fluctuating. Everybody says, oh, it's warm outside. And then it turns around. It's not warm. It's freezing. And, I just don't know if we're ever going to have summer.
I don't know.
I mean, today it's 56.
Oh, my goodness. See, it's just
56 degrees.
It should be a lot more spring-like than that by now.
It should be 70 and 80.
Yeah.
But it's not because of all the storms.
Jeez, it is just the most strangest weather I think I've ever seen in my life.
I've never seen it this way. Mm. I mean, and at 56, people got to go get jackets on.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and the little kids were going to school wearing shorts, and now they've got to go back to long pants. I mean, it's crazy.
I know it. You can't put up your winter stuff yet because, well,
no, you cannot.
You know, and it's
we may need it till August, I'm afraid.
Yeah, you may be spending July 4th wrapped up in like a puffy coat or something.
I'm liable to be. Oh, my gosh.
It's so weird. Oh, my goodness. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is...
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Maybe the weather is symbolic of all the other weird things that are going on in the universe. It's all
well,
just...
it could be. And you know, the stock market is just topsy-turvy.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it is just up and it's going straight down.
Yes.
I mean, and the interest rates have dropped this week. The annuity companies have dropped the interest rates.
Really?
They kept the bonus, but they dropped the fixed rate.
Oh, my.
Fixed rate right now on some of them is 3.87, and some of them are right at 5. Hmm. So they have all dropped.
Wow. What was it before? How far?
It was like 5.5, and some of them were 6.
Oh, really? Oh, gosh. Yes. And some of them are now down to 3.87?
3.87, yes.
Wow. Goodness gracious.
They're worried. Everybody's worried.
Yeah.
But we are having maturities.
Really?
We've had two maturities. One will be in the bank this week, and that's the REIN policy, R-E-I-N.
Okay.
There's about 6 or 7 people in it. They're going to have money in their account to invest or to spend or whatever they would like to do. It's a small policy, you know, 500,000. So there's not a lot of people in it, but they're getting paid, and that's the important thing.
Yeah.
And then Stroessner, which we're thankful for that, because it's one of the old ones. And the Stroessner policy has come due, and everybody will be getting money on that, and it'll be a couple of weeks. But there's 12 people in that.
Wow. And you say that's one of the old policies?
It's one of the old policies. Yes, it is.
Well,
so everybody's going to be thankful for that.
Yeah. I know you've been watching some of those for quite a while. So
I have. I've been watching them trying to pull them in. I mean, you know, I'm like everybody else. I want to get these policies in and get people paid on them. and get them out of the way, get them out of our inventory.
You know, and that's the thing. It's just like, you know, whenever we see, you know, things like what's going on with the stock market right now and the uncertainty and all that, annuities and life settlements, you know, hold their value because, you know, when these policies mature and they pay out, they don't pay out a certain percentage based on market conditions. They pay out the full value every single time. And so we're seeing it in real time right now, some of the benefits about how this type of an investment holds its value, and it's in its and it's all in and of itself.
It is, and I don't know of anything else right now that's as solid as having your money invested in a life insurance policy. And both of our investments are in a life insurance policy. And a guy this week said he did not know that we did annuities.
What?
How could people miss that? How could anybody miss this that listens to us,
yeah,
that listens to the show, that knows me? You know, I've been doing annuities so long that I think I invented them.
There, you heard it here. Faye Bagby, I mean, invents, you know, annuities.
That's right, from the 1900s or some such thing.
Oh, my
word. Oh, my gosh.
It's a long time.
But, you know, annuities are one of the best things we've got for retirement, for people after they retire, because they're safe, they're solid. You can take money out every year the rest of your life. It's better than any investment right now, with everything being topsy-turvy.
Yeah.
With investments up and down and all around, your annuities aren't going to go up and down and all around. They're solid. Whatever it makes, they're going to lock it in. It goes into your account. It's there when you need it. And somebody said, well, we want it to be local. Annuities are most of them in Iowa.
Mm.
That's where their home office is. But they're owned by Texans.
Mm.
I mean, you know, all I can tell you is the annuities that we do, some of them are owned by people in Dallas, Texas.
That's cool. That's important, too, because
yeah,
you don't have somebody out in, you know, say, New York City or, you know, wherever else. So that's a big deal.
That's right. And you don't want your company to be located in New York City. They have rules on top of rules in New York City. I mean, did you know that a lot of companies can't even get approved and licensed in New York? They can get licensed everywhere else, but sometimes they can't even get licensed in New York City.
Seriously?
They've got rules that nobody ever heard of.
Wow. I didn't know it was quite that, I guess,
they are
tight.
A hard case there, hard case.
Wow.
And they don't like to answer the phone. They have all these recordings. Press 1, press 2, press 7, you know?
By the time
you're
done,
they don't want to talk to this.
You pressed every button on your phone.
That's right, and they don't want to talk.
No.
They want you to go away and leave them alone.
Yeah, a lot of times it'll go in a loop. You'll end up, you know, press 1, and then 20 minutes later, you're right back at the very beginning.
That's so right. And you know what it says on their recording? For faster service, you can email us. That's what it says. After you've went all the way around the loop, it says that. For faster service, send us an email. So they do not want to speak to us, I can tell you that.
No, clearly.
So an annuity is number one on my mind in times of trouble, I can tell you. Because they're safe. Your money's always guaranteed. Your principal's not going anywhere. If the indexes all go down, if the stock market goes down, yours just stand still because you're not ever in the stock market directly.
Yeah. Well, how do you say it?
So you've got all those protections.
Yeah. It mirrors it, but with all those protections like you're talking about, you're not actually in the stock market, so you don't have to worry about losing your principal, which is one of the great things. You don't get that in the stock market, but with an annuity, you don't have to get up in the middle of the night and wonder, oh my gosh, you know, do I have anything left? Am I going to, you know, am I 85 and going to have to go back to work? Or, you know, all that is out the window because of those safeguards, which is great.
That's right, and it's all tax deferred. I mean, we're not paying tax. We're not hitting you up for taxes every year until you take it out. And if it's an IRA, you don't have to take it out till 73 and a half.
Mm. Yeah, that's
so
important.
So there's many advantages. And then that doesn't even include the bonuses.
Yeah.
They still got the bonuses. They didn't get rid of it. So I don't know if they will or not. Well, you know, we thought they were last summer, and they didn't. But they did come down on the fixed rates this week, as I said. I think all the insurance companies did. Usually if one does it, they all do it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad
they're all watching the economy.
Yeah. And everybody responds to it. So, yeah, those interest rates may have come down a little bit. But still, I mean, gosh, if you can, you know, still make, you know, 4 or 4.5, 5%, you know, still you're still in the plus. Whereas so many people who are just plain old in something like the stock market look around and they're completely in the negative, no matter how you look at it. And
that's right. They're on the downside.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about this, if you wanted to say, okay, I'm not even going to do the indexes first year. I'm just going to do the fixed rate and the bonus. You're still looking at 17%.
Oh, wow.
You put the two of them together, that's 17% first year.
You put it like that, and it gives it a whole nother,
perspective.
That's
right. I mean, if you add and subtract, it's worth doing. The payoff is there.
Yeah.
So I recommend people have some annuities in hard times.
Yeah.
It's a good time. And then, if you're a little bit younger and you haven't even retired yet, the best thing to do is do some life settlements. Because, again, it's a life insurance product. These are people that have stage 4 cancer. They need to sell their policy. And we're standing there bidding on the policies. And we've had a hard time the last 2 months on bids because it's the only game in town. People are coming and wanting to do this rather than the stock market and other things. So bidding on policies is tough right now. I mean, it's top of the line.
Yeah, it's probably more competitive now than I would say maybe it's probably ever been.
I think it's more competitive than I've seen it in years.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's like when people are looking at right now, I mean, people are taking some really hard looks at what's going on, what they have, what their portfolio looks like. It's like, golly, you know, it's hitting people from everything that I'm seeing and reading. It's hitting people like square in the face. It's like, oh, my goodness. You know, the stock market is crazy right now. Consumer confidence is a little bit shaken right now. And so when people are looking at things like, oh, my gosh, we need seriously a lifeline, when you can have some kind of a conservative investment, whether it's life settlements or annuities, just the fact that not only can you preserve your principal, but like you were saying before, with 17% with the annuities and all that, that's just right out of the gate. And that's profit. And there's very few things that I think people can look around right now and see where there's any kind of profit. But both of these are thriving.
You know, when the stock market goes down 4%, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh,
4%.
Wow.
I mean, that is so much money. It's hard to believe how many billions that is.
Yeah. I mean, you just look at people and they're looking around and they're saying, my gosh, you know, we're going to have to make some adjustments. We're going to have to, you know,
they're going to have to make some serious adjustments.
Yeah. I mean, it affects people's day-to-day lifestyle. And so, you know, it's like there's got to be some kind of something where people can reach out to and actually make some money and not have to worry about, gosh, if this gets worse, what's going to happen? Both of these are conservative, and both of these, and you've been through a number of, I guess, market conditions throughout the years. And all the years that you've been doing this, you see, and I'm just guessing here, but I'm probably willing to bet that you've seen just about every market condition possible, whether it's recessions or, you know, consumer lack of confidence or some weird thing that happens globally on the other side of the world that affects, you know, investments and all this. But you have thrived in any kind of situation that has ever come up, historically speaking, and you're seeing it in real time happening right now, and both investments are holding.
Well, and you know what I remember is when all the mortgage lenders went under years ago and the banks folded. You know, we had a big bank in Dallas and one in Midland, and all these people were going under. And, you know, it was too late to get out of a lot of things they were in. And that deal took years for people to get back out of that deal. It took years for them to survive. And then in 2008, you know, we saw it again. And now the stock market is just wobbly. It's going up and it's coming down a long way. 4%, I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah. I mean, when it translates to dollars, like you were saying before, we're looking at billions of dollars.
We are looking at billions. And a few people will not survive it.
Yeah.
It depends what they have in their portfolio. And remember, they didn't pick those things. Somebody else did.
Yeah.
Somebody else's opinion is what you're going with.
That's a good point. With life settlements, nobody's picking anything except the actual investor. And things don't, change. And it's not like there's a broker there that's saying, well, we're going to take you out of this policy, put you in another one. No, when you're in, you're in. There's no flipping and flopping and changing and swapping. And none of that's happening. So people have all the information right up front. They know what the policy is going to pay. They know about roughly when it's going to expectedly mature. They know exactly how the process goes once the policy does mature. The money goes in your account in such and such a time. And I mean, it's all laid out. It's all highly regulated. It's all very well informed.
And I like the thing that, we have a trustee that handles everything. Trustee handles your money. Once it goes to Nevada Trust, the trustee handles the cash.
Yeah.
And how many companies do you know in America that has an outside trustee handling your money?
Gosh, I can't think of any.
I mean, I know they've all got direct access to your money, and they're calling the shots. And this, you're calling the shots. You pick the policy. You pick the amount you want to put in, how long you want to put it in. Everything's up to you. You're in charge of your own destiny.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah, it's great. It's something that you don't find really anywhere, at least from what I can, come up with off the top of my head. There's no other opportunity like either of these. And knowing that there's actual people there, like you are accessible at any time, people can call if any money is moved, if somebody wants to transfer something. Is it Philip that actually picks up the phone and calls to verify, to make sure somebody...
That it was you that said that, yes.
Yeah, they don't just, gamble on a random document or something. They verify, which is great. It's great for security.
That's right. They verify every transaction, and I love that.
Yeah. So, it's like people are looking at options right now. They're taking a serious look, and they're thinking, oh, my goodness, we've talked about these things, but for a lot of people, it's just been, theoretical. Some people maybe haven't been through 2008, or maybe they weren't in the investing world back in 2008. Maybe some people were, but it's been so long ago. Maybe they have forgotten kind of how it went, even though it took several years for some people to recover. And so here we are facing it again. And before things actually end up on the backside, this is a chance to perhaps maybe be proactive, move over to something that not only is conservative, but people are thriving at as well.
That's what I'm hoping, that people will get the message when they look at their accounts and say, before it goes down anymore, maybe we should make a choice here, at least on part of it, the part that you really care about.
What are, if anything, are you seeing that may be happening? And we'll only go short term here. We won't even go, into next quarter or later in the year, but just in the very near future. What do you see, or what do you hear, or what do you think may be happening? More of the same, or do you see things, something?
I think we have a year to get used to the tariffs and all these different things, and they may be wonderful. Everybody says it's going to bring billions and billions back to the United States, and that manufacturing will come back here, which that would be wonderful, but I think all this is going to take a while. Yeah. I don't think any of it will be instant.
So even if there's a bright side on the other side, it's getting from here until then that people have to really worry about. So if people are well, gosh, if it is a year, until, things kind of like start to level out a little bit, we need to do something until then. And both of these investments are, there's no good time and there's no bad time to get in life settlements or annuities. It's really just kind of like, anytime. It's not like you're waiting for a certain condition to pop into these investments. Anybody can do these right now, and it's always a great time. Yes?
And that's right. When you're talking about life insurance products like these, there's no bad time. Anytime you want to get in it is a good time. I've had people bring over $1 million to us so far.
That's incredible.
And that tells you something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what they said was interesting, too. They said, you know, we're getting a little worried. And we thought we might get something a little more solid. You know?
Getting a little worried.
They were getting a little worried, is what they said to me.
That's a quote of the day right there. We're getting a little worried.
That's right. Getting a little worried.
Oh, my. Yeah. So for I know with life settlements for a new investor who would be to come over, it's really about, you know, policy availability. And so, you know, you're always looking at policies. You're always bidding on policies if they're good, if there's good profits and things like that. So there may be, you know, a couple minutes before a great policy, you know, is available to a new investor. But annuities, I assume anybody can get in at any time. You don't have to wait for anything, right?
No. There's never a bad time, you know, to put your money in. It's always a good time, and right now it's especially good, you know, with the way things are going.
Yeah. Yeah. I am glad, though, that they kept the bonuses. That's really great.
I am, too, because that's going to help people get started.
Yeah.
It's going to give everybody a boost right up front. And remember, if you have money coming in from real estate or something next year and the next year, you're going to get that bonus 2 more years in a row. So that gives you really a good income, a good start on your portfolio with us.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good, solid. I know in the past, what was the, generally speaking, the age range for somebody who wanted to get into annuities? It was like,
well, usually they're, you know, 35 to 70 years old.
Okay. So this is something that anybody can do. It doesn't, you don't have to have any secret knowledge about anything. There's no, you don't have to research a bunch of things. You don't have to, you know, be an economic scholar to do annuities. They're very simple. They don't take a whole lot of time, and people can get in fairly quickly. Is there any, maybe, is there any downside at all to an annuity? I can't.
No, there's no downside that I know of. And I've been doing this annuities 20-something years.
Mm. They still have, is it 14 options?
They've got about 14 choices, a lot of choices going in. And you can try it 1 year one way. If you don't think it's making as much that way, we change it a little more. But the last 2 years, we've left everything alone, because it is making money like that, and it seems to be the way to go right now.
Okay.
So we're not messing with it a lot.
So for somebody who is to come over and say, hey, I want to get into annuities, how long would it take a brand-new investor, never done anything
if
like this?
If they bring a check over, we'll have them in an account in 3 or 4 days.
Oh, wow. Oh, my
goodness.
Yeah,
I told you we've speeded that up. And that's another thing they've done. All these new computer deals they've got going, they can issue an annuity now in 1 day. And used to, it took 12 days to get an annuity issued.
That's huge. I mean, that's fast.
Yeah.
It's a huge improvement.
So it's fast now. It's easy. They know what they're doing. They've been in business 100 years. They're worth over $60 billion. And they own another life insurance company. They have a sister company. And both of them are owned by Dallas people.
That's important. That's
cool.
So if
somebody says, well, I want local, that's as local as you can get is Dallas.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know that it's there's not going to be, I guess, the we'll call it silliness that people might find from someplace, you know, say, in New York.
That's right. If you're dealing in New York City, good luck.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to talk to you.
Yeah. I didn't want to be mean, so I went with silly.
That's right. And, you know, I know a lot of the insurance companies. I know their products. I know which ones are best and which ones I would not want. And, you know, it makes a difference.
Yeah. And there's also reserves on hand as well.
That's right. What they're worth is really important. What they have in reserve is important. And if they're a $2 billion company, that's kind of small.
Yeah.
But if they're worth $60 billion, they're big.
Yeah. So we're dealing with big companies. We're dealing with reserves. We're dealing with conservative investments that aren't affected by anything else. There's never been in the history of the universe any type of a life insurance type of investment where they have paid out a percentage based on market conditions or market value. They hold their value no matter what the situation is. They're in
they
their own
will.
Bubble.
And it's just not like a stock that can go down because an annuity isn't going to go down. It might have a burp or a hiccup. If it does, it'll just sit there. It won't lose any of your money.
Yeah.
And then it'll take off and go back up again, and it locks in every 12 months.
I would imagine probably for somebody who has consistently been in the stock market or maybe even hasn't done the stock market, they're just watching everything that's happening right now and thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm terrified to you know, spend any money on anything or invest in anything or, you know, I want to put my money under the mattress. I would imagine people probably when they come over and they get into something conservative like an annuity, they're probably it takes a little bit of an adjustment period because they don't have to watch the news and go, oh, my gosh, do I have anything left? Or get up in the middle of the night and check on the computer. Oh, my gosh, do I have anything left? You know, you do because your principal is protected no matter what the situation. And so you won't lose your principal, which is.
And I've heard several guys that are worth millions. And when they get ready to retire, they'll put a bunch of money in an annuity and just let it ride.
Yeah.
And just let it ride. And then they start taking money out of it. They don't have to worry about the stock market. They don't have to worry about real estate going up and down. The annuity will carry them through. And I know several people that have bought big annuities, like $25 million.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, that's huge. Oh, my.
It is. And, you know, when you're that wealthy and you're wanting to get that money guaranteed, that's what you do. You go and take out an annuity when you get ready to retire.
Yeah. You know, it's just like I keep seeing these comparisons where people are, you know, they're worried and there's almost like a divide of people who are, and it goes to your mindset. It's like some people will quote unquote invest in things that are liability, and other people will invest in things that are an asset. And so, you know, investing in like property right now, I would assume that we could classify as a liability. An asset is something like, you know, either life settlements or annuities because they're going to keep making you money and they're not going to, I guess, suck your money dry. So it's a whole different mindset. It's a whole different game. And this is kind of, I guess, the world that we're living in now. And, you know, people may get on board early and some may wait a little bit longer just to, you know, maybe, I don't know, I don't want to say feel more pain, but, you know, maybe sometimes it takes people a little bit longer to make the adjustment and pivot. So this is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com. Got a lot of great things in there if people would just take the time to read everything.
Yeah. And every Saturday around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
We're going to talk about the women wasp of the 40s. A lot of people don't even know about it. But back in, like in 1942, all the men had left the United States. They'd all went to war. And we had all these women, and they said, you know, we need a group of women to fly these planes, to do all this. And they said, you know, we're going to put out the word. Now, they didn't let them join the military. They didn't do that. They were separate from the military. But the word went out. 25,000 women came to Texas.
Wow.
And they said, we want to fly. And they said, well, you've got to have a private pilot's license. You've got to be between the ages of 17 and 35. And they started them out in Houston. Of course, they outgrew it real quick. And they moved them to Avenger Field in Sweetwater and brought them down there. And out of the 25,000, they picked 1,800 women.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how tough it was.
Wow.
And all of these women lied to get in. Some of them were really just 17. But they wouldn't even pay for their uniforms.
Really?
They said, you've got to pay for your own uniforms, your own food, housing, everything. And these uniforms were so big, they had to cinch the waistbands up, and they were hand-me-down flight suits, and they were not allowed to get off a plane unless they had lipstick on.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they had a lot of dadgum rules for these women. So then the women came, as I said, to Avenger Field and started working. And all of them did not make it but 1,100 women.
Wow.
They picked 1,100 out of all that.
My goodness.
I mean, they had a lot of them. And they paid them $174.50 a month. That's all they paid them. Then they took $1.65 out for room and board.
Oh, my gosh. They charged them on top of it. Oh, my.
And they did. And, you know, can you imagine 45% of them washed out, didn't even make it. But there was two or three women that were really exceptional. Millie Dermittle, her husband was shot down over Europe, and she was from Llano. And so she took up flying, and she was soon flying a B-17 herself.
Oh, my goodness. That's a huge plane.
A huge plane. Florine Miller Watson of San Angelo was one of just 25 women who qualified. She flew every type of plane for the Army Air Corps. Every one they had, she learned to fly it.
Wow.
Yes. And then a lady from Canyon, Texas, she became a star. She said when she was 8 years old, she knew that she wanted to fly. And as she got to become a teenager, she would save her lunch money and take flying lessons. So lots of times she didn't even have lunch because she wanted to fly a plane so bad as a teenager that she used her lunch money to pay for her lessons.
Wow, that's dedication. That's drive right there.
That's drive. And she was one of the ones that learned to fly everything, and she's 103 now.
Oh, wow.
And she remembers every dadgum detail.
Oh, my goodness. She's still around.
Still around. 103. She said the thrill of flying those planes and getting paid for it, she said it was worth everything.
Wow. I can't imagine.
Just to fly a plane.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine. She was a beautiful young girl when she started flying. It's just amazing to me, you know, what all these women did. And they flew planes, different ones, and they would, bombers, you know, flight tested others. They flew more than 60 million miles.
Whoa. 60 million miles?
Can you imagine?
Wow.
60 million miles. And they would drag targets 1,000 feet behind the planes as soldiers on the ground could practice firing with live ammunition.
Really?
Yes.
They could have hit the plane if...
and could have blown them up.
Wow.
They worked as instructors. They practiced concealment, learning to lay smoke that would hide personnel on the ground. And then there was 28 that were killed during their service.
Wow.
And they were killed during training.
Oh, no, not
so
training.
So it was a lot of risk in it back then.
Yeah. Wow.
And now then, they say 14,000 people a year visit the museum there in Sweetwater, and that's coming up. That was another reason I wanted to tell the story. It's coming up April 25th and 26th. This is the 20th year celebration and fly-in to see all this. And you can see the planes. They have one of every plane these women flew is
really?
There in the museum.
Wow, that would be cool to see.
And then what is really funny, they a group of them traveled to California to do a mission. They were all arrested and briefly jailed for impersonating military pilots.
Really? So they didn't even believe that that was even possible for them to be doing.
No,
that.
They didn't even think these were real. They thought they stole the uniforms and the planes, and they put them in jail. So they could get a hold of someone to get them out.
Oh, my word. I can't even imagine that. Wow. Well,
and
I guess.
One lady said she made an emergency landing in a farmer's field. And the friendly family who owned the land, they fed and housed her for the night.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I guess that just kind of like goes to show the fact that they were jailed just goes to show how much of a unique feat this was, you know, because, I mean, it was very different back in the 40s. I mean, it was, you know, not what it is now. And so you have to put yourself in that mindset. This is like things were very different. And for women to be able to do something like that back then was, I mean, that was impressive.
They were obviously weren't advertising it. Nobody knew about it.
No.
And several of them had to parachute to safety from their airplanes.
Wow.
And they tested aircraft. And they said some of them were prone to catching fire.
Oh, my goodness.
And, yeah, they put them at risk right on the line.
Wow. They were right in the thick of danger. My goodness.
They really were. And they didn't mind it. They did it willingly for our country. And for all the boys, you know, that was over there in Europe.
Mm. Wow.
So, I mean, it's really a great story. And all these 1,100 women were really heroes, in my opinion.
Yeah. Every single one of them. And it was, what, 25,000 that went
applied?
For, yeah.
And they only took 1,800 out of 25,000.
Wow.
And they came from all over the United States to Houston, Texas.
My
to
word.
See if they could get in.
Goodness.
And they all had a no fear of flying, and they all wanted to fly these aircraft, even though it was a dangerous mission.
Yeah. And they only took the very few best of the best for...
That's right. And they turned a lot down, then a lot of them washed out and didn't even make it.
I just can't. I can't even imagine. I would love to hear. You know, and being 103 is impressive.
Can you imagine?
I would love to hear those stories that she would have to tell. My goodness.
Oh, I think her stories would be fabulous, and they included a picture of her, and I am really impressed.
Yeah. Now she's not going to be at the museum.
No,
right?
I don't think so.
Okay, but boy,
and they said. These women went to a lot of time and trouble to learn how to fly in a world that wasn't going to let them in.
Yeah. I mean, just...
Can you imagine the barriers?
Yeah. And the size of the planes that they had, you know, that they were flying. It was just... I mean, these things are huge.
Oh, and they said these women were so little, they had these blocks they put behind them.
Yeah.
Just where they could see out.
Yeah.
And some of them were a two block, some were a three block.
Yeah.
I mean, because they couldn't see out. I mean, they did everything.
Wow.
But I can't believe the uniforms, you know, and one lady said to get hers clean, she got in the shower and cleaned it that way.
My goodness. Oh.
With it on. I mean, that's crazy.
A lot of people would have just for the conditions like that alone, would have just given up and saying, I'm out. No way. But boy.
Well, the people that get their nails done every week and their toes would not have done it. They wouldn't have made it.
No.
A sissy girl would never have made this.
No.
No.
No, you had to have some character about you to even think about it. But then to go through, you know, all of the process of getting not only the application process, but getting to the point where you get approved right at that point, that already set you apart from other people. And then to actually move forward and actually go through with it and become the full-blown pilots and be in the middle
and,
of
you know,
all this danger.
The scary parts, learning how to drag the deal behind you, you know, dragging targets behind you where they can lay on the ground and practice firing with live ammunition.
Wow.
I mean, gosh.
That is dangerous. Oh, my word, that's dangerous.
I mean, and... A lot of them didn't make it.
Wow.
11 of them died in training accidents. It was that dangerous.
My goodness.
But they are heroes just like the men, and nobody ever talks about it.
Yeah.
You never hear about it.
I've never heard about this before, as far as I can remember. This is all brand new to me. And then you think about, because these planes are built, because women weren't allowed, to do this up until then. And so these planes were all built for, men and how they are and, what they do. And it was built to, specifically for them. And then when women got involved, they had to make some of the modifications, the blocks and things like that. And so it's just, you don't even think about even just the practical, the day-to-day stuff.
They weren't prepared for women
on
these bases, let's face it.
Wow.
They had to spend part of the day, training to fly. Part of it was learning instruments, meteorology, navigation, military law even, and Morse code.
Oh, geez. It's almost like, it sounds like they had to learn a lot more in a faster amount of time than maybe the other people that had come before them, because they had to kind of catch up.
Yeah, because ground school, they knew nothing about all this, and they had all this to learn, which no wonder a lot of them washed out.
Yeah. Golly.
You had to know military law, the Morse code, mechanics and parachute packing.
Jeez.
In addition, the navigation and meteorology.
it's so much to learn in such a fast amount of time. It's crazy.
And you got paid $174.50.
Yeah, and then take out your room and board.
That's right. Room and board came out of that. And then you had to furnish your own uniform. And I imagine they found these in some men's place because they didn't fit.
Well, yeah. They didn't have women's uniforms because women weren't
doing
this.
No, they didn't. And they did everything in the world to them, to keep their pants up.
Golly, I can't even imagine. You're trying to do all these dangerous things, and you're in a uniform that doesn't even fit. Having to move and tuck and, tie this up and whatever. I'm going to pin this up so it'll at least stay on and I can, move. Because, you have to be agile when you're doing these kinds
of
things.
Very agile. And I guess that's why so many of them didn't make it.
Yeah.
First of all, 25,000 came, and they said that's way too many. And then 1,800, and out of that, only 1,100 made it.
I can't even imagine. That alone is a feat. And then you think what they have done for future generations by opening that door. It's just, golly. It has such a it literally changed not only their lives but history as well.
And people didn't even want them.
Yeah,
they weren't wanted. They knew it, and they were doing it anyway.
Golly, talk about rowing upstream! My goodness, in every aspect.
And a lot of people would have just given up. Said, they don't want us anyway.
Yeah, I'm going back to something much easier.
The lady is 103. All of her life, she wanted to fly, and she made it happen early.
Yeah.
As a teenager, and gave up her lunch money where she could have lessons.
Holy, I couldn't imagine that. Most people would not have that kind of a drive and a passion for doing something.
The people we know would be too lazy.
Yeah.
They just give up real easy.
Yeah, that's for sure. So it's at the museum in Sweetwater, the 25th and 26th?
5th and 26th.
Cool. This is something that, I'm glad you brought this up now, because now we got time to plan for this, and this is definitely going on my list of things to do.
I think it's a definite thing to go and see this thing.
Yeah, it's golly. And the fact that you're going to see a lot of, you said they have every plane that
plane that they learn to fly, and there'll be copies of the uniforms there, a lot of things that they used back then. Now, a lot of these people are dead, but their relatives aren't, and their relatives always come.
Yeah.
So that's the neat part. You can talk to some of the relatives of these women that can tell you a lot about them.
Yeah, that would be cool.
So that part's pretty neat.
Yeah, it is. Wow, that's going to be awesome. Definitely going on the list of things to do. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is...
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You know, I sit here and I think about the dates. I guess then they would be part of the what we consider the greatest generation that ever lived.
That's right. They are part of the great generation.
Hmm. I had never...
Because this was in 42.
Yeah. I mean, my goodness. It's like the character of people at that time was very different than it is from people
now. Oh, my gosh. The character was fantastic. You know, most of them are just farm kids. Kids from small towns, America.
Yeah.
You know, wasn't any big city kids involved in this.
Yeah, just regular people that wanted to make a big difference, and they did.
Regular people doing it for their country.
Yeah, you know, making change and doing big things like this is never easy, but boy, you put danger on top of it and the conditions they went through. I mean, it really starts to sink in for not only what they accomplished for themselves, but, you know, for generations.
And, you know,
to come.
Being women, you'd have thought they'd have been a little bit afraid.
Yeah.
And said, you know, I'm not going to go down there and do that.
Yeah. God, there's a lot of men that would be afraid and wouldn't do that. So, I mean, God.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of men would have turned around and run back the other way, too. You're right.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So let's talk about money real quick before we wrap things up. With an annuity, there's not really you said there's not really any kind of a downside to it. You know, your principal is protected. You're fine. All the bonuses are still in place, and people for doing nothing can still make. I think you figured up what about 17%. Ish just for nothing.
Yeah, that's just your bonus. The bonus is 17.
Yeah.
And then you can put either the fixed rate with it or you can put the indexes with it, either one, you know, depending on how you feel about it.
What about like to get into an annuity, to get started, what kind of a qualification is there, you know, anything?
Annuities don't have the severe qualifications that you do with a life settlement.
Okay.
So it's pretty easy to get into an annuity. They want to be sure you have emergency money, money to live on, because remember, once you put your money in an annuity, you're going to be taking it out either 10% at a time or lump sum. So they want to be sure you have plenty of money at home. So we check you on that. And as long as that works, you know, we'll do it.
Okay. And you said it doesn't take long to get in. We're not...
No. To get into annuity now is quick. It didn't used to be this quick, but it is now.
For a life settlement, to get in on that, you do need to be accredited, though.
You must be accredited. You must make $200,000 a year, or you must be worth $1 million, and that is without your home.
Okay.
And then, you know, there's two things you have to worry about. First of all, if it goes over, you might have to pay some premium. So you need to know about that. The other risk is it's not liquid till it matures. So you need to know that also.
And so really it's just kind of like, I guess it's maybe a waiting game, but it's not the kind of a game where people have to, you know, worry about, oh my gosh, is there anything left, which is a much more serious game. So it's almost like, you know, people who are in the stock market, who maybe switch over to something a little bit more conservative, whether it's annuities or life settlements. It's a very different approach because these are both conservative investments and their principal is always protected no matter what.
That's right. That's why it's such a great deal.
Let's talk about fees for just a second. Any fees for anything or what? Because I know people are always worried, well, what's this going to cost? You know, so what are we looking at for fees?
Well, the company, the Nevada Trust, charges $250 a year to have them take care of all of our money.
I love when you say that because people are going, what? $250 a year? Like, that's it? So that's pretty, pretty cool. All right. So for people to get started, should they do anything in advance or should they just call you or should they kind of have an
call,
idea?
Talk to me about it. Talk to their wife about it. If they feel like they should, then come over to the office and we'll get you started.
Okay. And for people to do that, they do need to call. So one last time, Faye, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. 3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.